Often, men my age, President Clinton, by the way, when I met him, said, men my age mention that character as their favorite of all the women I've played. And I have my own secret understanding of why that is. And it confirms every decision I made in high school. This is not to denigrate that girl, by the way, or the men who are drawn to her in any way, because she's still part of me, and I'm part of her. She wasn't acting, but she was just behaving in a way that cowed girls, submissive girls, beaten up girls with very few ways out, have behaved forever, and still do in many worlds. Now, in a measure of how much the world has changed, the character most men mention as their favorite is Miranda Priestly. The beleaguered totalitarianess at the head of Runway Magazine, Devil Wears Prada. To my mind, this represents such an optimistic shift. They relate to Miranda. They wanted to date Linda. They felt sorry for Linda, but they feel like Miranda. They can relate to her issues, the high standards she sets for herself and others, the thanklessness of the leadership position, the nobody understands me thing, the loneliness. They stand outside one character and they pity her and they kind of fall in love with her, but they look through the eyes of this other character.